Good morning. Looks like we're due for a beautiful day today. It's a pleasure to see you all today. So let's take a few moments to prepare. First, we'll close our eyes, bring our awareness to our breath. Let the outside world fade away. Come inside. We are sitting in a place of quietness, letting the self become still, letting the breath become slow, letting the thoughts come to rest, letting the self become still. Energies that we're moving about can go inward now and come to rest in the stillness of our quiet being. As we practice today, honor the wisdom, the strengths, and the limitations of your body by practicing the yoga that fits for you, that makes the most sense for your body, for your needs. And rest is never a sign of weakness. Rest is a sign that you're listening to your body. Rest is just as valuable as movement. So now let's release our neck and let our head drift slowly from side to side. Come back to center now. Let's take our hands to our heart. May our practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. Now take the feelings of love in your heart and with an inhale, reach them up. Give them out to the room. And then with an exhale, gather those loving feelings from others and receive them back to your heart. And now for a few more breaths, inhale and give. Exhale, receive. Feel the wonderful, supportive community around you. One more time. Inhale, give. Exhale, receive. Hands return to our heart. And we make a pledge to remember that it's the inner experience that's most important. Let the poses be a path to bring you back to that place inside that is your source of joy and inspiration. Now inhale, circle arms to the sky. Exhaling, let's fold our body to a forward bend. Reaching out toward the front of our mat, we'll spread our fingers open wide. We'll step our feet back and curl our toes under. Hips point to the ceiling as we push back and away from our hands in downward facing dog. You'll often see dogs doing this pose when they wake up from a nap. So see if you can find that full body awakening that draws a dog to do this. Now lift onto the toes. One heel at a time stretches back as we take a few breaths now dedicated to just releasing a little tension in our legs, creating a little bit of opening here. So gently flowing side to side. And then we'll walk our hands back to our feet.
As our feet connect firmly into the earth beneath, we let our body cascade downward in a forward bend. Our head relaxes, our neck relaxes, shoulders, back, all letting go. And then hands return to the mat again, and they walk forward until we found once more our downward facing dog. And then gently we'll lay our knees onto the mat. Our hands shift now until they're directly under our shoulders. Inhale, look up, lift the tailbone up, a cow pose. Exhaling, let's pull our belly toward the sky as we arch our back to the cat pose. Now with each breath, flow from one to the other. Allowing your back and spine to become awakened, gently opening. Now adding to this flow, with the next exhale, come to your cat pose as usual, but slide right through that cat all the way down to your heels. And then inhale, rise up, greet the day, reach up to a prayer. And exhale, let that prayer come back down to your body. Sliding our hands forward, we come again to cow pose with an inhale. And then just keep flowing. You come down from greeting this beautiful day, let's settle into child's pose. So snuggle the hips back into the heels. Let your hands extend forward as you lengthen this child's pose. Find a comfortable home here, and then invite yourself to return here whenever you'd like. This restful place is always available to you, so take advantage of it as often as you want to. But for now, we'll move on. Let's spread our fingers open wide. We'll curl our toes under, our hips reach to the sky. Downward facing dog. Let's step our right foot forward. Lay the back knee gently to the mat, and let's inhale, reaching up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, circle arms back down to the mat, and we'll step our left foot up to meet our right. With an inhale, we catch a wave of breath all the way up. And exhale, a wave of breath all the way down. Our hands return to the mat, our right leg is reaching back. Let's lay the knee down, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands again to the mat, we step back. Inhale, drawing shoulders up and over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, elbows in, we lower down. Inhale, heads of the arm bones roll back, little cobra, lifting the heart. Exhale, back to child's pose. Let's take that once more. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lowering down. Inhale, a little warm-up back bend. And exhale, we're back to child's pose, where we'll curl our toes under and point our hips to the sky again, downward facing dog. Left foot steps forward. Lay the right knee down, kneeling lunge. Hands returning to the mat, then we'll step the right foot up to meet the left. Inhale, rise all the way to the top. Exhale, float back to the bottom. Hands come onto the mat, the left leg reaches back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And then exhaling again, hands return to the mat as we step back. Inhale, shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And with an exhale, back to child's pose. And let's just keep flowing with our breath. How right and natural it feels to move with the flow, the ebb and the flow of our breath. Our body getting warmer, more prepared for the poses to come. Let the flow you're on now be the last for this time. Follow that flow back to child's pose. Once we've all found a home in child's pose again, we'll move on together. Let fingers spread open wide. Curling the toes under again, our hips reach to the sky, downward facing dog. And let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhaling, we're lifted up. Hands join a prayer and exhale, that prayer comes to our heart as we sink down into chair pose. Inhale, let that prayer rise up again. Exhaling, we'll fold halfway down, swinging our arms back like wings. Inhale, circle the arms to the front. And then exhale, a forward bend. Let's take that again. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart, sinking down into chair. Inhaling, prayer reaches to the sky. Exhale, halfway down, fingers pointing back. And then inhale, sweep the arms forward. Exhale, forward bend. Inhale, come all the way up. This time, standing tall, exhale, hands to the heart. And we'll step to the front of our mat to enjoy a sun salutation. Inhale, reach up again. This time, with arms high in the sky, we exhale, sinking down into chair. Inhale, burst up again. You can add a little back bend here if that feels good. And then exhale, dive into a forward bend. Inhaling, we lift up halfway. And exhaling, let's plant our hands on the mat as we reach our right leg back. Kneeling lunge or straight leg lunge. Inhaling, arms circle to the sky. Exhaling, hands float back to the mat. We'll step back. Straight leg or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And let's exhale our way back to down dog, where we'll launch our right leg up into the stratosphere. Now step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands come back to the mat. We're stepping up to the front. Inhale, ride the wings of your breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, those wings take us back up. Enjoying the back bend if it feels good for you. And then exhaling, we spread our wings and fly. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, come back to the mat. Let's stretch the left leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale. Hands come down, we step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. Let's stretch our exhale back to down dog. Left leg reaching up to the sky. Let's step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling takes us back again to the mat where we'll step forward. Inhale, rising up with breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reaching heart and hands, maybe in a little back bend. And then exhaling, we swoop down. Inhale to the horizon. Exhale to the earth. Let's walk our feet back now. And we'll return to downward facing dog. Come to the stillness of this pose for a few moments. Feel your breath flow. Feel the river of energy alive and moving through you. So now that we've awakened our body, begin to build a heat and a warmth inside. Let's move now to our standing flow. We'll begin by reaching right leg up into the sky. Now let's step the right foot forward and we'll lay the back foot flat to the mat. Reach up to the sky, warrior one. Feel yourself fully rooted here, both feet planted in the earth. Front knee lunging forward, back leg a secure anchor for the pose. Now take hands to the heart. Today we add a mudra to this warrior one pose. So lay your right hand facing the sky right in front of your heart. Let the left fingers rest in the right hand. And then curl index fingers into your palm and wrap the thumbs around them. Arms, lower arms parallel to the ground. A mudra for inner strength. Breathe deeply into this mudra. And then take that inner strength and reach it to the sky. Now legs still planted in this warrior one. Let's let our arms reach behind our backs. Lacing fingers together, we roll our shoulders back. Let the front of your body begin to expand and open fully. There's space in the neck. There's space across the chest. The heart lifts and opens. And then still feeling deeply grounded through the feet and legs. Let's tip our hips forward, allowing our heart to take us toward that front leg. Now each of us will find within us that place where this pose becomes a perfect blend of strength, of balance, of flexibility. As each of us works with our own body, its wisdom, its strengths, its limitations. It's okay to be where you are and celebrate that. And then we release arms and sweep them back to the sky. Find that strength again, warrior one. And then exhale, hands to the mat. Let's step our way back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank, we're kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, we push our way back to down dog. Next side now, left leg reaching to the sky. Let's step the left foot forward. We'll plant the back foot and once again reach up to warrior one. Root it, ground it through the feet. Back leg, the anchor, front leg, the navigator. Adding another mudra, let's take hands to the heart. Keep the legs strongly in warrior one. This time curl 8 fingers into your palm. Rest the middle segment of those fingers beside each other so that they touch. Bring the thumbs together and point them toward your stomach. And then point the index fingers away from your body. The pads of the index fingers and thumbs are touching. This mudra is for self-confidence. Breathe in and out. Every breath, summoning your own self-confidence. And then reach that confidence up to the sky, warrior one. And then hands float down behind the back. Fingers laced together, we roll our shoulders back. Open your heart even wider now. Send the rays of love from your heart even farther. And then slowly the hips begin to tip forward. You may travel towards your front leg, to your front leg, beyond your front leg, each person finding a different place. For you, the blend of strength, flexibility, balance. Releasing hands, we reach to the sky once again, warrior one, full of strength and confidence. And then hands to the mat. We'll step back now. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. Exhaling, we push back, down dog. Now let's reach our right leg up into the sky. Roll your hip open and bending the right knee, point that right knee to the ceiling. Now let's make great big circles in the air with our right knee. Explore the range of motion in your right hip. Rolling around and around. And then reaching right leg to the sky again. Let's return that right foot to the mat where you can remain in down dog or you can add another vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to down dog. Now the left leg reaches up and touches the sky. Roll the hip open, point the knee to the ceiling. Circle that leg around and around. The head of the femur explores the opening of the hip. And then left leg to the sky. Bring it back to the mat, to down dog, where you can remain or slip in another vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to down dog. Every down dog, a moment to check in. Now let's take a look up to our hands. We'll walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. And inhale, lifts us all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, touch the sky. Enjoy that back bend if your body loves it. And then exhale, sailing forward. Inhale, the halfway lift. Exhale, let's take hands to the mat as we reach our right leg back. Exploring again, lunge or kneeling lunge. So building from the ground up, we start with a foundation. Once that foundation is secure, from those roots, we stretch our wings. Now feel your breath enter your body. Feel the swirling around of energy as you open your body more and more. Breathe in and breathe out, every breath full and complete. Now circle the arms back. Inhaling, reach them up again. Now we explore the opening of our shoulders. Yoga is so wonderful for keeping our joints healthy. Healthy joints make us feel so much younger. Now reach to the sky. Take hands in a prayer and let's take that prayer to our heart. Taking a twist now, let's hook our right elbow across our left thigh. Take a moment to lengthen your body from head to heel. And then you can twist your body open into this twist to the left. Once you've found your twist, you can spread your arms apart or you can keep this prayer. Remember, you can take your back knee to the mat anytime. As we twist things from our body, let's twist out any unresolved feelings about someone who may have hurt us. Twisting out resentment, anger. Untwisting then, we feel that letting go. Let's plant our hands on the mat, lifting up the back foot, step it flat down on the ground. And then let's straighten both legs as we enter pyramid pose. Lengthening the spine, lengthening the legs, long straight lines in our body. Again, finding that place where for you, this pose makes sense for your body. Your body speaks its own language, so interpret this pose to that language. Where do you feel lengthening in your legs, lengthening in your spine? Where can you bring your focus deeper? And then hands releasing to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling our way back to down dog. Again, we look to our hands. Let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. And inhale, lifts us all the way up again. And exhale, chair. Inhale, fly up to the sky. Roll into that back bend if it feels nice. And then exhale, sailing forward. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, find the mat, extend the left leg back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Design it to fit you. Find your secure foundation. Reach up from there. The inner experience is what matters. Where do you feel yourself letting go of tension? Opening space in your body. Allowing your energy to flow. Now circle the arms back. Inhale, forward and up. And next inhale, hands reach up and grab a prayer. Exhale, take that prayer to your heart. Let's twist again. So this time, left elbow is across the right leg. Snuggle your body in. Lengthen head to heel. And then spiral the heart open to the right this time. remembering all the options available to you as you choose what's right for you today. This time, let's twist out our unresolved feelings about people we may have hurt. Letting go of guilt, anger toward ourselves. Untwisting, we feel the letting go. Hands come to the mat, we pick up the left foot and step it back down flat on the ground. Straighten both legs, lengthen the spine, pyramid pose. Let your inhale be an opportunity to feel the lengthening of your spine. Your exhale, a chance to reconnect with the grounding of your roots. Long, slow breaths as we explore our body in this pose. And then our hands return to the mat. We're stepping back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to down dog. Now let's lay our knees on the mat. We'll walk our hands back to all fours like we did before, wrists under shoulders. Bring your knees together. We'll start with stability. But from there, we'll move to instability. Left arm, right leg are reaching out. Now reach the fingertips forward, the tips of the toes back. Create a long line in your body. Let a steady breath help your body become steady. Stay here or reach back and catch the foot in your hand. If foot is in the hand, stretch again. Keep the leg extending out, but let's return that left hand to the mat under the left shoulder. Exhale, elbows in, dip down. Inhale, with strength we push up. Flowing to the rhythm of your own breath. Now next time you come back up, lay the right foot on the floor. Roll the right arm all the way up to the sky. Let your eyes follow the line of your arm all the way to the ceiling. And then unwinding, we return to all fours again. Find that stability to begin with. But then we'll stretch the right arm and the left leg and challenge instability. Fingertips reach forward, toes reach back. Steady breath, steady mind, steady body. Stay here or reach back and catch the toes. And then again, reach. Returning the right hand to the mat under the right shoulder, leg extended. Exhale, dip down. Inhale, strength lifts us up. With every breath, we get stronger. And then next time you come back up, lay the left foot to the mat. Roll the left arm to the sky, open wide. And roll back down. Let's take our hands back to their down dog position. We'll curl our toes under and point our hips to the sky. Check in. And now we begin our last standing series for today. So we'll begin by reaching the right leg high up into the sky. Now take an extra big step forward this time. Let your legs be very wide apart. Come to an incredible feeling of being grounded through your feet. Lunge into the front knee and let's reach our arms out, warrior two. Open your body wide. Where do you feel the most space? Interpret this pose to the language of your own body. Where do you feel most connected to your authentic self? Where do you feel most deeply focused? stay with the strength of your legs. Take a tiny reach forward and let the right hand look up to the sky. Slide that arm up and across the sky to reverse warrior. Still bending deeply into that front knee. But now this big, beautiful side stretch all the way up the right side of our body. Side bending is just a delicious feeling. Now bend that right arm, lay it across the right leg. Point the left finger straight up to the sky like a beam of light. Let your eyes follow that beam of light all the way up. And now let your heart begin to roll upward. Explore inside you that space. Space to breathe. Space for energy to flow. Now again, scoop the right arm all the way back, reverse warrior. Keep lunging into that front knee for a moment. And then straighten the right leg. Stand tall in a reverse warrior now without the bend of the knee. And then bring arms parallel to the floor. Let's prepare for triangle pose. Feel your feet rooted. Feel your pelvis centered over your legs and your spine rising up out of the center of that pelvis. Now, as we tip our pelvis sideways, let's keep our spine aligned with the center of our pelvis still. But it's as if we're pouring our pelvis down the right leg. When you've reached as far as you can, just let the right hand drop onto the leg as the left arm points to the sky once more. Open your body wide. Let your whole body say, ah. And now pushing into the feet, let's rise up to stand. Our hands join together at our heart in a prayer. Let's turn our right foot around to the long side of our mat. Hands come to the hips, plant your feet, and let's pour our body forward. We're ready to twist again. So let's take hands down onto the floor below our face. Secure your right hand right there below your face. Let's take left hand to our low back. Create a feeling of length in your spine. And then slowly begin to spiral your heart open to the left. And once you've found your twist, you can use your left arm however you want to. It can stay here at your back, or it can reach to the sky. And then the twist unwinds. We slowly return to center, and let's walk our hands forward as if we were in downward facing dog. So fingers are spread open wide. We push our hips back and let our head rest. Feel that calming feeling. Downward facing dog, a forward bend and a partial inversion. Beautiful calming. Now let's walk hands back again. This time placing the left hand below the face, the right hand at the low back. Find your lengthening before twisting. Always creating a long spine to before movement. Then our heart begins to wind its way over to the right this time. Again, using your right hand in whatever way it supports your pose the best. The language of your body expressing this pose. Express the joy inside. And then let your twist unwind. Once the right hand returns to the floor, let's walk our hands around to the front end of our mat, where we'll plant our hands and step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arching up. And let's take our exhale back again to down dog. One more side now. Let's stretch our left leg high in the sky. Take that extra long step forward so that our legs are as wide as they'll be willing to go. And then slowly explore your body in warrior two. Arms defy gravity. Hips, they'll sink down into the earth. But everything to your own degree, to what feels right for you. Your pain-free range of motion. Now committed to our strong warrior two legs. Take a little reach forward, turn the right hand up, left hand up. Arch it across the sky, the reverse warrior side bend. Let your body enjoy this for a couple of breaths. And then float the left arm down onto the left leg. Right fingers this time point to the sky to light your way. Heart rolling up, navel rolling up, body becoming as open as it can be. Now sweep that arm all the way across the sky again, returning to the reverse warrior. And then straighten the left leg. And come back parallel to the ground. Triangle pose. Stand tall in this triangle first. Feel the length. And then pour the pelvis over the left leg. Keeping the spine aligned to that center point of your pelvis. Left hand to the leg. Right hand to the sky. This last side opening, roll yourself open to your maximum. Feel how wonderful it feels to be aligned over your legs, steady and supported by your body. Let your heart shine with joy as you lift it toward the sky. And then pushing feet into the earth, we rise to stand. Hands again to the heart. Let's turn left foot around to the long side of our mat. This time we'll take our hands behind our back to prepare for a back bend. So anchor your feet firmly. Pull energy up your legs. Engage your glutes. And then let's lift our torso, our rib cage a little higher. Create that long spine first. Roll the shoulders back and let the heart slowly begin to lift toward the sky. Feel the community of support around you, saying, "You're not alone. I've got you." Feel your knuckles massaging the area of your kidneys, releasing feelings of fear, massaging the adrenals perched atop the kidneys, bringing that shot of adrenaline that makes you feel euphoric in this back bend. And then slowly let that back bend come back up again. Hands come to the hips and our body spills forward. Feel how wonderful this forward bend is. Let your hands drop to the mat and just enjoy being here for a few breaths. Enjoy the vitality in your body. And then we'll walk our hands around to the front of our mat. Planting our hands, we'll step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank, we're kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, we reach back to downward facing dog, but that's only for a moment. Let's take knees to the mat and return to the comfort again of child's pose. So come inside. Remember for a moment someone who nurtured you as a child. Feel as if they're wrapping their arms around you right now. Every breath, feel that nurturing. And give thanks. Now, feeling renewed and restored, let's let our eyes travel to the front of our mat where we spread our fingers open wide again. We curl our toes under. And reach our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. So take your time now, walking your feet a little more slowly up to meet your hands. And take a nice long inhale to gently let your body roll its way back up to stand. Where our hands will reach up again to a prayer above us. And exhale, that prayer returns to our heart. So now we'll begin a balancing series. Let's begin our balancing on our right foot. Take a moment to secure a foundation through your right foot. And then when you feel secure here, we'll take the left leg and cross the ankle over the right thigh. Grab that left foot in your right hand. Now roll the heads of the arm bones back. Stand tall into the right leg. Slip the left hand behind the back. Maybe reach around for the crook of the right elbow. Whatever variation works for your body. Still mind, a steady breath. And then slowly, gently, our hips begin to sink downward. When you can let go with your hands, bring them to a prayer at your heart. Feel your spine long and tall. Feel yourself steady, centered. And then let's spread our arms out like wings, wrapping the left leg high around the right leg. We'll take right arm across the left as we prepare for eagle pose. Now you can grab your shoulders here or bring your forearms together. Lifting the elbows a little higher opens our back even a little more. Hips sink down and we feel the length of our spine again. The eagle is a powerful bird. See yourself perched high up top a tree. A focus that extends for miles. And then let that eagle take flight. Come back to 2 feet. Give a moment to relax your right leg. And let's take our balancing now to the left side. So prepare your left leg. Feel that energy come up your body. And when you feel steady, cross the right foot over the left leg. Grab the foot in the left hand, right hand behind the back. A lengthening inside. It's always okay to come in and come out as you need to. This room is full of support and no judgment. And now when you feel ready, gently sink the hips down. Returning hands to our heart in a prayer. Breathing in, breathing out. And then our eagle wings spread out wide. Let's wrap the right leg high around the left once or even twice. Left arm crosses over the top of the right this time. Take the shoulders and our arms together. Lift your head high and proud. A majestic bird. Feel that line of strength running right down the center of your body as we wrap everything close together to that line of energy. And then the eagle soars again. Once more, give your left leg a little rest this time. And then when you're ready, celebrate with a breath that reaches your arms to the sky. And with an exhale, let's bow forward. Our hands come to the mat. We walk our feet back. Releasing our knees to the floor, our hips to the heels, once again embracing child's pose. If your body loved those wonderful side bends, you can take another one here. Walking hands off to the right side of the mat to stretch the left side of the body. Nice, deep, relaxing breath here. Come back to center. And then they travel over to the left side of the mat. The right side of the body receives this nourishing stretch. And then once again, let's come to center. From here, we walk our hands in toward our knees. And let's bring our practice down onto the floor. So cross your ankles, swing hips over the tops of the heels. We'll begin this forward bending series by rolling back for a moment. So you have a couple of choices here. Either roll back and hug your knees into your body, or lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders into a plow or a half plow. So take where your body's comfortable, relax for a moment. Now when we come forward in just a moment, we're coming to a forward bend. We'll extend our right leg straight out on the ground. Bending the left knee, we'll pull the left foot to the inner right thigh. So when you're ready, roll forward. Right leg extended, left foot pulling into the upper thigh. Inhale, lift up, feel your body rise. And then exhale, close your eyes. Fold forward and come inside. Let your hips take you into your forward bend to protect your low back. Feel the natural coming in. Come to your heart in this pose. And from your heart, offer yourself loving kindness. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear.
May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. Now let your hands walk up the right leg. Roll back again, knees to the chest, the plow or the half plow. So as you might guess, when we roll forward in a moment, this will be the other side. So the left leg will extend, the right knee will bend, pulling the right foot to the inner thigh. So when you're ready now, come forward again. Taking this forward bend to the other side, inhale, feel yourself rise to the sky. Exhale, hips tip forward. Close your eyes, accept the invitation to come inside. Step back into your heart. This time we offer loving kindness to our friends, our family, those people we love and care about. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from pain and fear. May you live with love and compassion. May you fully awaken to your greatest potential. Hands walk up the left leg now. As we roll back one more time, knees to chest, the plow or the half plow. So for this final forward bend, this time we'll extend both legs forward. So when you're ready now, roll up. Both legs reaching forward, we inhale and our body lifts up. Hips grounded into the floor, we tip our hips forward, closing our eyes, come inside. Step into your heart one more time. As we offer loving kindness this time to those people around the world we do not know. Those people who are in need of our loving kindness. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from pain and fear. May you live with love and compassion. May you fully awaken to your greatest potential. Now our hands walk up our legs. Bend the knees, take feet onto the floor, and let's all roll onto our back this time, drawing knees into the body. Gently rock your body side to side. Find a place where your back feels centered and comfortable here. We come now to abdominal strengthening. Let's take a prayer with our hands at our heart. Legs reach straight up to the sky. Pull your belly in for strength and then inhale, lifting that prayer toward the ceiling in little pulses. Remember to keep breathing. Each pulse, strengthening our abdominal muscles to protect our body. Now take that pulse off to the right or the left side of your legs. Little pulses up and down on the diagonal, engaging our obliques. Prayer comes back to center and pulses up and down. Breath flows. And now that prayer reaches to the right. Stay strong. One last set to the center. Wrap your arms around your legs. Lay your head to the mat. Let your head rock side to side. Now set your feet gently to the floor. Let's cross our right ankle over our left thigh for a wonderful hip opening. Slip the hands around behind the left leg. Pull the legs in towards your body. Shine the light of your awareness on your right hip. Let all the tension, the emotions, the traumas that we store there, gently be cleansed from your body, breath by breath. And then as hands slip away, feet return to the mat where we'll uncross the legs and take the other side.
So right foot comes to the mat. Left ankle crosses the right thigh. Slip hands behind the right leg. Find that place where this pose most heals your body, your mind, your spirit. Long, slow, deep breaths. Every breath, a letting go, a cleansing. Making our whole body feel so much better. And then the hands slip away. Feet return to the mat. And we're ready now to move into our inversions for today. If you feel safe and comfortable taking a shoulder stand, with great care, lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders, taking hands on the hips to support you here. If that doesn't feel like a place you'd choose to be today, plant your feet on the floor. With feet rooting in the earth, we push hips up to the sky in bridge pose. So let yourself enjoy whatever variation your body craves today. Every breath relaxing, being happy here. Slowly, carefully, gently, begin your return to the mat. One vertebra at a time takes you safely home again. When you've made your journey back to the mat, if you've been in the bridge pose, give one little hug to your knees to release your back. And then we'll all take fish pose as a counter pose. Pressing into the feet, let's lift our hips off the floor and stick our hands right under our hips. Extending legs out onto the earth. We sit on our hands and tuck our elbows underneath our back. Now pressing forearms into the earth, rolling the shoulders back, our heart lifts to the sky. Let your head gently fall back until the neck is open, the throat wide open. And then to exit your fish pose, let your chin come in first to lengthen the neck. And then gently lay that pose back to the mat. Slide the hands out from under the hips and reach them beyond your head to the floor. We have one final gift for our back and spine, so let's get nice and long first. Reach down for the right knee. Draw that knee into your body and then guide it across to the left. Chin to the right shoulder brings this spiraling twist all the way up our spine through our neck. Now let go. Your whole body surrender to the curves and spirals of this twist. Breathe it in. And then releasing the left hand, our body makes its way back onto the mat again. Let's find that place where we feel centered. Extend the legs, reach the arms, stretch beyond the limits of your mat. When you feel as long as you can possibly be, find your left knee. Hug that knee towards your heart and then take it across to the right. Head turns to the left. Eyes surrender. No tension is necessary. Soft face. Soft jaw. And the right hand releases the left leg and we roll onto our back one last time. Grab something to stay warm if you'd like and then find your way back to the center of your mat. This time, the complete surrender of your body to the floor. Let yourself just melt into the earth, closing your eyes for final relaxation. So we freed our mind, our body, our spirit from those things that kept us, from that source of our joy and inspiration. Breathing can become quiet now, not breathing by the tempo of outer things, but by our own tempo. Breathing at our own pace, the breath moving in and out. of itself, carried by its own rhythm. Thoughts can become quiet now. Thoughts that have been moving about, spreading themselves, dissipating their energies, can come to rest now. They can bring their energies together into one place, resting on the steady breath. Letting the self become still, letting the thoughts come to rest. The breathing becomes quiet. The breathing becomes slow and slower. The breath becomes regular, regular. The unevenness of non-essential thoughts drops out of the breathing. It becomes the breathing itself. I feel the breath moving at the center of myself in regular rhythm. My body is quiet, holding its place. The breath is moving evenly up and down the center of my body, up and down the spine. Quietly, evenly, the self becomes still like quiet water. In the stillness, my eyes are closed. A cover of darkness surrounds me. An openness within me. A roominess within me. The quiet deepens. The breath moves at the center. Every breath moves evenly at the center of the self. In the stillness. In the stillness. This time now, you're welcome to stay and enjoy this relaxation for as long as you would like. Or you can choose now to begin bringing your practice today to a close. First with a closure that feels meaningful for you today. When you feel satisfied with your own closure, whether it be now or at some time in the future, when that time isn't ready, roll over onto your right side. Bask in the afterglow of your practice a few moments there on your right side. In the stillness. In the stillness. And then again, whether it be now or sometime later, final transition for our practice today is to return your body slowly to that comfortable seated position where we began. Eyes still closed. Breath still flows evenly at the center in the stillness. Take a moment now of gratitude for your practice today, for the wonderful gifts it has brought for you, and for how much better you feel. And then one last time, we release our neck and allow our head to flow side to side. Our flow returns to center. With an inhale, our arms float on a wave of breath. Our hands join prayerfully in the sky. And that prayer comes first to our forehead for peace in our thoughts today. To our lips for peace in our words. And to our heart for peace in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. Have an amazing day, an amazing weekend.